All right. Welcome back to the Commissioner Code, Episode 2, Season 1. My name is Dan Skidlovsky. I'm going to be the host, along with me, my co-host,
Rick Vogler.
So, hopefully a lot of you guys listened to the first episode, and you kind of that's kind of what led you to come back to this episode. And this is going to be, we mentioned it on the first episode, but this is going to be a really fun episode to listen to, because we're going to be talking about awards and punishments for the winners and losers of your fantasy football league.
Something really relevant right now, because your fantasy season probably just ended or is about to end.
Right.
And this is the last part of a season, especially when it comes to punishments. So,
right.
Should be an exciting topic for what's going on right now.
Right. So me and Rick compiled a list of both kind of like what our experience is, and we also did some research and found kind of like the best awards and best punishments. I'm going to be handling most of the awards aspect. Rick is going to be handling most of the punishments aspect.
The fun part.
Yes. definitely more fun to talk about the punishment than the awards. So we're going to focus a little bit more time on punishments than awards. But so to start off, we talked about last episode how, you know, some people just do, you know, you put in money and you just, you know, you set your lineup each week, whatever. And if you win, you get money. If you lose, nothing. I personally, as, you know, as a commissioner, do not like just having an award for first place, saying, you know, whoever wins, and everyone else just, it's just equal. Whether you come in second or 20th, you still get the same quote-unquote award or punishment. So, I think that it's very important to give out punishments for people who don't. I mean, this could either be for people who don't do very well. This could mean, like, coming in last place, or, you know, you could have, like, all other special, like, awards, like the worst, I don't know, the worst draft pick, the worst, you know, waiver wire pickup, the worst loss, you know, stuff like this, like, punishments just like that, awards that just, like, really just kind of decrease their self-esteem is kind of what the goal is here.
Having punishments is also really important when you consider that if someone's having a bad year, they'll just stop caring halfway through.
Right.
So we'll talk about how there's, I mean, sometimes last place is just based on regular season last place, but we also do a loser's bracket, like, to figure out who last place is, just like how you'd have a playoff bracket to figure out the champion. So, yeah, having some sort of punishment makes everyone pay attention all the way to the end.
Right.
If you make it something that they sure as hell do not want to have happen to them.
Right, because if someone starts off, say they start off, like, 2-6, you know, you're only through 8 weeks, you know, you're just over halfway done the season, but he's not going to care anymore. He's not going to set his lineup, and therefore everyone he plays is going to get easy wins and stuff like that, and you never want that. You want everyone to care 100% every week. I know it's very hard to get everyone to care all that sometimes, but that's why I think that punishments and awards keep morale up and keep people paying attention and into their lineups and into their teams and into their matchups. So I'm going to start off by just naming some of the most common awards and what I think about them. And then we will move on to Rick's punishments, and we will discuss them as well. So starting off with awards, the number one, I believe, commonly most awarded awards for the winner is money.
Yeah, usually, I mean, we used to do it too. Just everyone throws in a certain amount of money.
Everyone throws in 10, just, 15, 20, 50.
And then that's the pot. The winner gets a lot. Maybe second place gets some, too.
Third might get his money back. But
and, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
No. I mean,
nothing at all wrong with
it. No, there's not.
That's a great
purpose
for fantasy football.
Right. But the only problem gets into when people are, you know, if people are, like, just doing it for money, there tends to be a lot of times where sometimes, you know, if they're not going to win, they don't care. So, I mean, that also plays with the punishments. But, I mean, yes, we used to do money, and obviously it's a great thing to win a lot of money off fantasy football. And so it's not only just like, wow, yeah, like I won, but like I also get this extra spending money to spend. And you can, you know, instead of getting like something different, like a trophy or whatever we'll talk about, you get to just spend it on whatever you want. And that's also a great thing. So that's probably the number one most common. I like money. I mean, some people would rather have money than, you know, anything else. But as far as I'm concerned, money's good, but I don't think it's the best for football, for fantasy leagues that are very serious and competitive.
Yeah, I mean, we used to do, like, people pay their dues in the beginning of the season, and that money went to a pot that the winner and runner-up, like, got a share of. And as it went on, we kind of just decided to use that money that people put in for different purposes.
Right.
So we'll talk about that, too.
Right. So then moving on to the next award, I have just, obviously, like, very common through all fantasy leagues, all fantasy sports, are trophies. And so, now I wrote down there are two different really types of trophies. There are trophies that just singular year, so you'll get a trophy that says like fantasy football champion 2015, and next year someone will get one that says 2016. Next year someone will get, and so on and so forth. And those are great as well. They're a way of like they're a way of having like your own piece forever, because you know you'll always have that trophy because it's always going to be yours, and you'll always be able to keep it and show it off and brag about it or whatever. But then the second type of trophies are what they're called perpetual trophies, which are, you know, you have, it's, I mean, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You just have, like, the big plaque at the bottom and the trophy, and it's, you engrave each year on the trophy, and it gets passed around.
Stanley Cup style.
Right. So that's good. So that's good for people who say, like, let's make this the award. And then let's fight for this award each year. You know, you want to win this cup so you can have it for the year and you know, celebrate with it. But then you have to give it up at the end of the year, and you're kind of left with nothing but your name on the trophy. So they both have their pros and cons. Personally, I would go with the perpetual trophy for the league, because, like I said, like having a, because yeah, if you get a trophy that says, you know, I won in 2015, like that's great, obviously. But if you get a trophy that, you know, shows, you know, who won in 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, it kind of shows, like, you know, you're really a part of the history of the league. And it really makes you feel a little more accomplished being on, you know, sharing something with the other winners of the league. You know, something that not everyone can share. You know, if you only have three people who won the league, you know, you three are the people who have had this trophy, and people won it. And they want to take it from you, and you have to give it up. But you can also hold on to it. And so I think perpetual trophies are probably better for the more serious leagues. But obviously, if you just wanted to do like a, you know, $10 singular trophy, that'd be fine as well. Because I also do think it's important to have something that you, even if you do get the perpetual trophy and you pass it on, to have something to keep. And so there are going to be, so going off of that, we have some other things that you can keep with, in addition to maybe having a perpetual trophy. I'm going to start with a jacket, or maybe like a shirt for the league is one that I found. And the jackets are similar to the, maybe like the green jacket that's used for like the Masters tournament, where you each, if you win, you get one, and it's not passed around or anything. I mean, it could be, but that'd be pretty gross. So, yeah, you could get one that you buy and just gets passed around each year, but I think ideally you would go for it. When you win, you get a jacket that's yours to keep. You know, wear it to the draft, or just wear it to piss your friends off or whatever.
Yeah.
That's going to be obviously a little more expensive than some of, to get a custom, you know, suit, jacket, blazer thing made for your league with the logo and everything on it. But then there's also just like a t-shirt or a sweatshirt that says like champion on it. That's really simple. And that's also something you can just wear to piss your friends off. And so I like those ideas. I think they're good for, pretty much just being able to rub it in friends' faces more than just having like a trophy.
It definitely sounds like the best trophies seem to be the ones that piss the rest of your league off.
Oh, yeah.
When you are showing it off.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's a huge part of it, I'd say.
Right. So I kind of actually personally like having the jacket idea, but for the cost that I imagine that you'd have to spend on making a customized jacket each year, I mean, if you can really throw money at stuff like that, I really like that idea. But, you know, for people who are just, you know, looking to spend, you know, like $30 or less on an award for first place, jacket is probably not going to be the way you go. So the next thing I saw, which is actually way more common than I thought, and I had only seen them maybe a couple times, but looking on different people's, you know, reading stories of different people's fantasy leagues and stuff, a big one seems to be belts, like championship belts.
WWE.
Yes. They look very similar to just wrestling or WWE champions. I knew that they existed. I didn't think that they were very popular, but I stand corrected. Now these belts, I mean, do you think they get passed around? Do you think
A belt would be passed around, definitely.
Right? Yeah, cuz I mean, obviously it's not going to be cheap to make a belt like that. No.
And I mean, a belt would act like a trophy, like where put it somewhere in your house, show it off. Right. But that's,
you can hang it up or something.
I think if you were getting like a championship belt, that's something that gets passed around.
Now belts, these championship belts, what I've just looked up, because I was very curious as to like the price of them, and they can probably range from very, you know, if you just get like a simple belt and just like write in Sharpie on it, like Fantasy Football Champion or whatever, to like very complex, like you can go to places that sell these, they actually specialize in making these things and get it all decked out, get engravings and get like pictures on it and stuff, get it blinged out a little bit, you know, put some fresh solid gold or some diamonds on it, you feel me? So
I mean, go all out if you're gonna do it.
I mean, if you're gonna give belts,
belts are something that seems like you can't go halfway.
Right.
Belts are like all out, all or nothing.
Yeah, no one's going to be like, wow, look at that cool $10 belt. No, it's going to be like, look at this $500 solid gold belt.
Same as a jacket. Jackets and belts seem to be go big or go home with those.
Right, yeah. You can't put on like your old prom tuxedo and put a sticker on it that says like Fantasy Champion and call that a jacket. And you can't just write a Sharpie on one of your regular belts and say like, oh, fantasy belt. No. Screw that. You gotta go big or you gotta go home. So those are just pretty much it. The last one I want to talk about is one that I am very pro. I'm very fond of it. I think it is a great way. I think it's the best way to both A, showcase how many championships you've won, and B, really just like stick it to your friends. And those are championship rings. Now, if you're asking yourself, do they actually make rings for fantasy football? Yes, they do. And not only is this like some, you know, there are, of course, like cheaper, like, you know, just online websites where people, ring makers, specialize in them. But we're talking Jostens. Jostens makes the high school rings, the college rings, your class rings. Jostens makes fantasy sports rings. And they are hella expensive. Upwards you could buy a $2,000 14-carat gold fantasy football ring from Jostens. Yeah. Or you could, I mean, if you can do that, that would be amazing.
You see, rings are something that definitely wouldn't get passed around.
Right,
just
no.
Saying, if that's you got this and you keep it, and right, people would get it like every
rings
year.
Are similar to trophies, but they make it more, I don't know, realistic. They make you feel more of an owner instead of just like a...
I mean, I just really like how you said it's one of the best ways to showcase it. Like, yeah. I just think that. Like, I would prefer it over the other
right.
two that we talked about.
Because, I mean, we said like trophies, you can like rub it in people's faces, but to have just like that ring, just that mm-hmm. subtle ring on your finger.
Yeah, and ring's probably the best thing to do, I mean, other than trophies, to do an annual thing. So you could always do a combination of, like, a trophy that gets passed around and a ring you get
right.
every year.
Right, yeah. See, obviously, many of these can be combined. And mostly what I'm pretty sure the top two that would be combined are money and trophies are going to be ones that are just, like, set. Like, you get whatever. And then other stuff, like rings, belts, jackets, anything else you can think of. Would be things that you, like, get to keep. You know, trophies get passed around. You're going to spend the money, obviously. But things that you get to just, like, other things you get to just, like, keep and remind yourself and commemorate your championship. So I really like rings. Fantasy football rings are not terrible price-wise. You can get fantasy football rings from anywhere between, like, $20 to $2,000. It's really just what you really want your ring to look like. And there are many websites. If you just Google fantasy football championship rings, there are so many websites that come up that offer different kinds and sizes and styles. And you can, like, create your own. And they're really cool. I think they're a really cool way to, like, commemorate the champion of the league. It makes you feel, like, good. You know, have the whole, like, ring ceremony and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And
just
really, I hope one day that I will be wearing my first ring as a fantasy football champion. So that is going to do it for my brief awards, but I didn't come to listen to the awards. Rick found a list of last place or just not first place punishments, and I haven't heard many of them until right now, so we are going to have a great time listening to people's experiences or the different ways that they go about punishing their not champions. So what do we got, Rick?
Well, yeah, so we talked about the importance of last place punishments, right, getting people to pay attention. And right, I'd say, by what it looks like, the most common form of last place punishment is some sort of just public shaming or humiliation.
Of course.
First, you want to just say what our league has been doing? Like, this is a pretty mild punishment.
Right.
What we've been doing is last place has been wearing a dress to the draft.
Yeah.
And also kind of just being, like, our draft bitch.
Yeah, it's pretty standard.
Like, when we've been doing stickers on the big board mm-hmm. for the draft, like, they're putting the stickers up the entire time, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The dress is the main thing, though, and we've enjoyed that. That's been a two-year thing we're doing.
Right.
That's
a classic.
Yeah, so that's what we do, and that's definitely a mild punishment compared to the rest of my list right
mm-hmm.
here. So, back to, like, public shaming.
Right.
You always see stuff of people, maybe in public, with a shirt that's just like, I suck at fantasy football.
Yep.
Like, that kind of thing is really common.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, like making someone stand outside on a corner all day and just, like...
Yeah, I've heard...
There's a bunch of different versions
of that. I've heard stories
of
people, like, stand on, like, busy corners with, like, poster boards to
say,
like, I suck at fantasy football. Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah, public humiliation, public shaming is mostly the big one, and that's what keeps people from trying when they're in last place.
Yep.
I mean, that keeps people trying when they're in last place.
Another popular thing is, I mean, we talked about trophies for the winner, trophies for the loser.
Yeah.
Obviously, you'd make it a trophy that you do not want to have.
Right.
But it's something that commemorates that you suck.
Right.
That you were terrible that year.
Right. The common ones I can think of are, like, the toilet bowl or, like, you know, that's just like a trophy.
Other simple punishments are just, like, buying drinks for everyone. Buying everyone drinks at the draft.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Right. Paying for...
So, all punishments along those lines are common,
mm-hmm.
I'd say. And they're the mild ones.
Right.
So now here's a list of punishments that are just, I thought were very creative and funny. And I'm going to start with one that we just heard about recently from our friend.
Let's do it.
So this one is, I don't know how to set it up. Basically, the loser of the league...
Whoever comes in last place...
He has to retake the SATs.
Right.
Yeah, so this kid's, whoever it is not even close to, like, they have to
no
go
matter
to
how,
a
no
high
matter
school
how
with high
old
school
this
kids.
Person is, they have to go
they
to
have
a
to go
high school
back.
SAT
they
testing
have to pay
center.
To retake the SATs with their own money.
Wow.
So they go, take this test, and that's not the end of it. And then they'd have to report their score to everyone in the league.
Right.
I also saw this again online after we heard about it,
mm-hmm.
and... There's a one league that has a trophy. In their case, it's the ACTs the person has to go back and take.
Mm-hmm.
But on the trophy, it says the person's name and then their ACT score.
Wow.
That, I thought, was a really funny...
That is golden.
Because it's not that public humiliating. Like, obviously, all these high school kids will be like, what is this grown man doing here?
Right.
But
it's like a one-and-done,
it's just
like,
such an annoying
thing
to have to do.
It's just such a hassle.
I thought it was so funny.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Another quick funny one is... The loser having to do a 5-minute set, a comedy set at an open mic.
Oh my god.
Which
gosh.
I just can't imagine. Like, just everyone, like, imagine
gosh.
Your entire league being there and having the loser just go up there and do it a 5-minute comedy stand up set.
Oh, that's public humiliation and it's finest.
Yeah, like, that goes with public humiliation, but I thought that one was really
creative. But see,
those
are good because they're like, you know, the ACT, SAT thing, like, it's 4 hours. Of course, it's obviously just super annoying, but it's like one and done. The whole thing, you know, it sucks for 5 minutes, but afterwards, hopefully you don't really have to do anything else as your punishment.
Yeah.
So those things are like, they're obviously very annoying and very stressful. Yeah, but
these
at least
punishments
quick.
These punishments aren't too bad.
Right,
like there are more extreme ones, which I will get to later.
Let's keep going.
So more funny ones. You find someone in your league with a pickup truck. Okay.
Okay.
Or you get one.
Right.
Basically, you go to a car wash.
Okay.
The loser of your league has to sit in the bed of the pickup truck with just a swim cap, goggles, and a Speedo on. And they go through the car wash.
Oh, my Lord.
That one I thought was very funny.
That's very fun. Obviously, that sucks, but that's a very... As far as sacker punishments go, last place punishments, that's a good... That's more of one of the fun ones.
Yeah. That's not bad, like, public humiliation. That's just...
Right. I mean, people are going to think that that's funny instead of thinking that you're not an idiot.
Yeah.
So that's not awful, okay. But that's still very...
Here's one that definitely falls into public humiliation.
Okay.
You go to a grocery store.
Okay.
You only get three items.
Okay.
A cucumber, lube, and condoms.
Yes.
Then you find the busiest checkout line, and you check, and then you buy them.
I don't even understand
that.
What they expect.
That was one I saw in like multiple sources online. That one seemed to have got around the internet. But talk about public humiliation with no.
Hopefully, I mean.
I assume they'd have to send pictures or something.
Yeah, but see,
to
the busiest checkout line can only be like one or two people, so that's something.
That one really isn't that bad, but
No, it's
like
really
in the
not.
End, not that bad.
No,
but very creative, I'd say.
I feel like it depends on like the store and like the reaction that they get from people. Like there could be like no one in the store, and it's just like, all right, check out. But if, like, maybe you get a weird look or, like, some comments, like, then maybe it turns into, like, a real embarrassing thing. So that's kind of dependent, but I do like that one.
One more just funny creative one. This one's definitely not too bad, but okay. I don't even know, I didn't know what to think of it when I read it. So loser of your league gets in a carrot outfit.
Okay.
And then this part's interesting. Whoever scores the least points in the first round of the playoffs...
Like
it's kind of
rabbit.
A punishment to
like
them. They dress
outfit?
In a rabbit outfit.
Okay.
So I guess they all get really drunk at some location.
Right, obviously.
And then the carrot, like, takes off running to this, like, local bar. And then, like, a minute later, the rabbit will take off or, like, right after him.
See, this is
and
good.
Then, like,
this
a minute
good.
Later, the rest of the league takes off chasing the rabbit. So you have the carrot running, then you have the rabbit running, then the rest of the league running.
Gotcha. So, see, that's good. It incorporates not just the last
so
place,
what
but
happens
everyone.
Is, I guess, if the rabbit catches the carrot buys drinks for everyone. But if the league catches the rabbit...
The rabbit catches... The
buys
rabbit.
Drinks for everyone. It also clearly said that these rules are never enforced because of the high intoxication levels of everyone.
Right.
It's mostly just a fun event.
Right.
And they also claimed that it was... very fun for the people in this bar, as you see just someone in a carrot costume
and
run
you're thinking,
in
like, what the
and
heck?
Get a drink as fast as they can and then run out, and then and like a minute later a rabbit runs in,
yeah,
and then like 11 other guys, 10 other guys,
right,
that kind of thing,
right.
So,
I can imagine that would be a hilarious scene to witness.
And then I should just also throw in there one simple one I saw was that the loser has to attend a Nickelback concert.
Man, what is it with Nickelback?
See, we were talking about this. Like, Nickelback's such a joke now, but
why?
Like it literally happened
why?
Overnight.
Why? Why are they such a... I'm not defending it. Like, I love to make Nickelback jokes, but why are they so...
Like, even if they're... Like, say they're... Even if their music really is not good, like, they used to be, like, on the radio all the time and people didn't say anything, and right. Then it was just, like, overnight...
All of a sudden,
everyone hates
they're
on
the
them.
Biggest joke in the history
they
of
are,
everything.
It's such a big joke.
I don't get it. That'd be really funny, though, to send them to a Nickelback concert.
I know. Like,
what if
then
it
you
was,
have to
like, cross-country or
then
something?
Then you have to take pictures the whole time. Just
oh, my God. Take it with actual Nickelback fans? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Nickelback.
Yeah,
I doubt
we
you're
don't understand.
I doubt you're
why,
listening, but
we
still.
Don't understand why this happened to you, but we do kind of feel bad, I guess.
But it's also really funny, so
it
I don't
hilarious.
Feel I don't feel that bad.
No, we're fine. All right,
what
fine
do we got?
It. That was just our little tangent.
What's
okay,
next?
One more thing that ends my like the, just about punishments, but I did see one very interesting thing. So, obviously, this whole time we've just been talking about what to do to your last place,
right?
So another league looked at it like, why just punish last place? Why not take a Ricky Bobby look at everything? And if you're not first, you're last.
Okay.
So it's not... So
I like that.
Say you're in a 12-person league.
Okay.
You write down 11 punishments because there's 11 people who didn't
obviously
win.
Obviously, the winner. And,
but right. Then you do that, like, whoever got runner-up, they choose their punishment first. So you go in decreasing order. Everyone chooses their punishment. So whoever did end up getting last place in your league doesn't get to choose. They're
everyone
stuck
has
with whatever
to do
is
a punishment.
Last. So everyone does a punishment, but it's like your punishments get worse and worse as the worse you finish.
See, that is an awesome way to keep people in their
definitely.
League. Because, I mean, the difference, obviously, like, say you're in, like, fifth place. Like, the difference between five and four could be huge on that list of punishments that you're looking
at. Yeah.
So that's a really
every
fun
single,
way.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
And then that gives the winner so much more, like... Like, yeah, like, I don't have to do anything.
I'm
like,
not sure who gets to choose all the punishments. Maybe you could do, like, everyone who isn't last place gets to, like, input one.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know if the winner would choose all of them. Like, you could decide that some way.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I just thought, was a funny way. Because if it's, like, last place still gets the worst punishment. But it's, like, everyone does something, just decreasing and increasing
that,
in how
that,
bad they
yeah.
are as the worst.
I like that. I like that a lot. That might be my favorite.
That was something really funny I saw. So, I guess, lastly, we can talk about the most extreme punishments I've seen before.
Let's do it.
So, this one's this one's pretty self-explanatory. A tattoo league.
Yep.
There's, like, it's a famous league. You might have heard of it called the Tattoo League.
Yeah.
And it's, the loser gets a tattoo of the winner's choosing. But, like...
That's a classic nowadays, but
that one,
it's still very cool.
In my opinion, like it's cool, but I don't like it as much. Like, it's just... I don't like tattoos in general. They're too permanent. Like, you're getting something
you're too
that's, like,
permanent.
So... Yeah, like,
yes, thank
you,
Rick. That is the
just,
point.
See, there's nothing I'd want to put on my body that permanent, especially some random thing the winner's
cheesing. That someone
else
would pick for you.
But if you can agree to stakes that high, like, good for you.
I know. If that means your
I could
that
never
means your league
that.
Is really
I could
intense.
Never handle it.
And I envy your league if you guys can all agree to get a tattoo if you lose. So, congratulations. What else do we got for extreme?
There's only one more I have that fits this extreme. Because this is pretty high up there for how extreme this is.
Okay.
This I also just read about. They call it the Fly League. Have you heard about this before?
I don't think so.
So say, beginning of the year, say it's a 10-person league, they'll all put in $30. You have like a $300 pot.
Yeah, let me check your math. Okay, good.
Yeah, thanks. So what ends up happening is you have your winner and your loser of the league.
Okay.
The winner chooses... any place in the world
for
the loser to go with the $300 budget. So they send them there for $300, but then the loser has to get themselves back.
Oh,
but like we say,
what?
Like we say, any place in the world.
How do you get yourself back? You just like work there?
No, you just have to find your own transportation back with your own money.
Oh. I thought you meant they only had $300 and you sent them over there with nothing and they had to find a way to get back. That's different.
Imagine implementing that. Like, you're choosing somewhere that the last place would, like, specifically hate.
Right.
Like, so there is one specific example in the article I read about this league.
Okay.
So
scared.
The losers, they were, like, in their 30s, but still the loser had a deathly fear of clowns.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a place in Nevada, like in the desert, called the Clown Motel. That's like also called like one of the most haunted places in America.
Oh wow.
If you guys haven't heard of this, you should look it up. If like
yeah,
definitely.
Google this, the Fly League.
And this Clown Motel is insane. So it's like a 3-hour drive from Las Vegas in the middle of nowhere.
Oh.
And just imagine, like, clowns everywhere in the shadiest place you could imagine.
Oh, my God.
So that's what this league basically entails.
So they flew
entails.
In there with three, and then...
Yeah. And they, live
long,
on, they lived on the East Coast.
See, how long do you have to stay in this place?
This guy, I know, had to stay a night and take pictures to prove it.
A night?
Yeah. Okay. And then he... I forget. There's, like, maybe other... There was, like, a graveyard connect to the Clown Motel.
Oh,
I had to take
gosh.
Pictures there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't think it. I don't think you have to stay there very long. You just have to take a picture to prove that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's like one specific thing you have to do while you're there, you prove that you did that, and then you get yourself home.
Okay.
This one said hopefully the guy spent some days in Vegas to
to try make it a little better. About, but the clowns. Wow. That is that's another
that like, has to be
if your league can do that.
Just imagine the places you could send someone.
Dude, you could send someone like North Korea nowadays. I mean, maybe not for $300, but they're like,
yeah,
they have like tourist stuff. Oh my gosh.
And no, it also said like the winner can add his own money in too if it doesn't fit $300. Oh, like so. you're completely at the mercy of whoever won the wins. League. It's crazy, that one.
But honestly, just send someone to, like, Wyoming and be like, find something to do for, like, 3 days.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
Something ridiculous. Because, I mean, like, sending someone across the world would be, like, so expensive. Yeah. Like, it's not worth the commission, like, whoever wins to spend an extra $1,000 to send this person to, like,
yeah, yeah,
Saudi Arabia or something, like...
Uh-huh. But you're only like you just need a one-way plane ticket somewhere, which is less than a round trip, and then get them like a rental car. That's what they had to do, like a one-way trip to Las Vegas, and then a rental car, and then a night at the Clown Motel. That's what they had to pay for.
I feel like I heard about another league, something similar to that. Once you mentioned it, like I sounded familiar, but I don't think it was the same thing, where you just like go to a like a bus station, I guess, and like give them the furthest bus ride, and then they have to spend like 3 days wherever it is. So bus ride would be bad because if you fly someone somewhere, like okay, but if it was like a 10-hour bus ride to like, I don't know, like I don't even know, like say you go to like some, like even if it was somewhere normal, like Georgia or like somewhere, like even if it was like longer than 10 hours, obviously, like, but you had to, it wasn't like you had to be there for like I think 3 days or like spend a weekend there. After taking the bus. So, like, if you can get your league to do stuff like this, I envy you. Because that is just, that's just ridiculous.
When you think about it, it only took $30 a person for this to happen.
I know. And that
for something this intense to happen.
But they're all amazing ways to keep people in it. You know, keep people playing, even if they're in last place. Because I'm not trying to go to North Korea. So...
I don't think that's going to happen. But.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. You never know, Rick.
You do never know, I guess. The endless possibilities of fantasy football.
Fantasy football is just so versatile. Endless possibilities every year. It's amazing. Well, Rick, you have anything else?
No, that wraps up my punishments. Google the Clown Motel.
Clown Motel, Google the Fly League, the Tattoo League, if you don't know what that is. Obviously, you can look up easily if you're interested in the rings or the belts or the trophies. We hope that maybe you got a couple either, you know, good ideas from the awards or the punishments, or at least got a couple of like laughs or stuff out of it. So this is going to wrap it up for episode 2. Thank you for sticking with us this long so far.
Plug that Twitter in there.
Okay, I'll do it. We are still in the process of setting up our Twitter, but it's going to be @comcode, @commcode. That's where we're going to be doing most of our interaction with people who are in fantasy leagues and people who do punishments like stuff like this, and we're going to be posting our episodes and posting updates and stuff about Commissioner Code.
Yeah, so anyone who listens to this, feel free to share what you do for your champion and your last place.
Right.
Yes, we would love to hear it.
Right, so @comcode, @commcode. Thank you for listening to it. For Rick Vogler, I'm Dan Skidlopsky. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.